Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Radio you can touch.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
Starring Bob Lutz.
So we don't have to be accurate now. We just throw a bunch of stuff out there. And this dummy laugh.
You want Bob Duck?
Jeff Lutz.
You don't have to fake it until you make it. Faking it is making it.
Good man always knows his limitations.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
If you're lumping me in, I might as well get some shots in.
But I'm pretty. Oh, yeah. If you believe it in your heart.
Alrighty then.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You're right. Roller coaster ride of Bob and Jeff continues.
Sounds like a damn monster movie.
Huh? Unreal.
What do you mean unreal?
Your internal clock.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Bob and Jeff. We just got done with some hard labor that was finished within seconds. And we're back.
We're all in.
We're all tired.
Yeah. We're all in really good shape.
I want a cigar right now. Oh.
What is wrong with us?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. We had to lift heavy stuff.
Back in the day, we would have done that without any issues.
Yeah, well, it's not back in the day anymore.
You were the issue.
In some regards, you might be right.
Tell me how I was the issue, please.
Just kind of a pointless exercise, I think, is what Duda was saying.
Was I? Sure.
Were you saying that?
I guess, man. I don't know where he comes up with some of this stuff.
What was pointless?
I don't know. I just removed a table half an inch and a rug another half an inch. So
no, we moved the table where it needed to be.
It looked great where it was. What was the problem?
It needed a little more of a pathway. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You needed a pathway to get out to the side. I understand what he's saying.
Interesting.
I think we could have done it a different way without as much energy, but it got done.
It did get done,
I guess. What energy?
Well, none of us wanted to speak for like five more minutes here to catch our breaths.
I think I'm okay.
My God, guys.
Hopefully.
I mean, let's, and the best part of all that is my little girl Misty went up with us, and she came right back down with us.
Yep. She did, well.
She's locked in.
She was scared because she was like, are they going to make it? That's all she was thinking.
She is locked in.
Loyal soldier right there.
Doesn't get any better.
Good player.
Yeah, that's how I look into it. You know I love the kid.
Oh, we know. It's all good.
By the way, I'm just going to give a shout out. Adam asked about you, by the way, today.
Oh, yeah? How's Adam doing? I haven't
Adam
seen him
Clark
in a while.
Adam Clark with Design Benefits here in town.
He's a good dude. If you need anything, go to Design Benefits.
He's so good.
He
just takes care of us. And we appreciate him. I told him that. I said, you're the best, Adam.
They do great.
And he didn't give me any discount, which bothered me to some
you
degree.
You do understand.
So how do you really feel about
it? You can't really get discounts when it comes to insurance. Like, it doesn't work that way. You can't say, hey, can you also throw in 20% off of this? No, you can't. You can't do it.
I thought with a couple compliments, he might.
Well, it was worth an effort, and I'm sure he appreciated it and had a little giggle about it after you left.
No ulterior motive at all.
No.
No. Absolutely not. Just butter people up and see what they can give you. That's been your strategy, right?
869-1240, the IHOP hotline is available for you. It'd be good to have a call from future Bob on a day when Duda was here.
Why?
Have you ever been here when he called?
Yes.
Okay, well, there you go.
Well, we still would like to hear from him.
Or Jim, or anybody that wants to take the time to call.
Yeah, we have two, you know, octogenarians who call the show, and that's...
KU Pat, who's now living in Sexsmith.
Yeah, I helped him get all his paperwork and stuff taken care of.
Right when KU started to win, too.
Yeah, maybe he bailed.
Maybe that was it. Maybe it was just KU Pat. I don't know. Not
certainly
saying
a
for sure.
Worth floating.
We'll soon
I don't have a
out.
Problem with it.
No, it doesn't bother me any.
So the Chiefs this week have Carolina, and there's zero interest. Should there be any interest in that game?
Well, maybe if you're a Carolina fan to see if Bryce Young is getting better or making any progress, but anybody else, why? No, absolutely not.
K-State, level of enthusiasm for their home game against the Cincinnati Bearcats.
2 out of 10.
Oh, that's more than I'd give it.
They got to win that one, though, don't they?
8.5-point favorite, that's iffy for me.
They're struggling right now.
We've lost some interest.
100% we've lost
interest. And we're a little disappointed that it's not happening as quickly as we thought it might for Avery Johnson. And that Dylan Edwards is really... not been a factor.
Not at all.
I'm a little upset about all that.
Well, that's kind
of surprised if Dylan Edwards returns to Kansas State.
Well, he's been to a lot of schools.
He has.
He's committed
already.
To a couple. Well,
not a couple.
He's committed to several.
K-State.
He's played at a couple.
Notre Dame, Colorado, back to K-State. Yeah. That's, and he's a sophomore.
Exactly. I don't know. I that just seems confusing to me. That as a sophomore, you're basically at your fourth school.
And they don't have any receivers that really wow you. Outside of J.R. Giddens, who's really good.
J.R. Giddens, the former Kansas basketball player, of course. D.J. Giddens.
D.J. Giddens and J.R. Giddens. Everybody knew what
Are
I was
they related?
Talking about. You know, if I corrected every mistake you make on this show,
bring it. Try.
That's all it would be.
Keep count. Be my personal.
My God, you can't get anything right.
Sometimes I don't want to.
Oh, that's it.
Sometimes.
That's a terrible excuse.
Now, sometimes if I'll just throw it against the wall, and if it's right, that's a bonus. I usually don't think it will be, but sometimes
well,
it
that's
is.
That's opinion.
No, I'm talking about facts. Like,
give me one.
St. Louis, they play tomorrow at 6. I know they don't. It's still like 9:30, but I'm just saying, like, I'll throw something out there hoping to be right. And if I'm not, I'm not.
That doesn't bother you? You're in the news business.
No, isn't not on this show.
Isn't credibility valuable?
If people find me less credible because I make some mistakes every now and then, that's on them.
Well, I just think that's an awful way to look at that.
It's just, you know, you either know me by now or you don't.
So I'm never right, but hey, deal with it.
I've been right. Ask me something.
I don't want to ask
you something. Ask me something.
Who's the coach at Maryland?
What coach?
Basketball.
Gary Williams?
See, this
who is the coach at Maryland?
I don't know.
It was Mark Turgeon at one point.
I think it's was Ralph Willard, but then I think
90 years ago.
I think there's been I don't know who replaced Turge.
Kevin Willard.
Kevin. Well,
Ralph,
see, I
Ralph Willard. Is
I got it.
209.
I got close.
Ralph Willard is 209.
Just Ralph about. Willard was along. Is Kevin his son?
Kevin is. He was the head coach at Western Kentucky. I don't know. Personal life. Doesn't say about any kids.
Come on, get to it. We don't have all day.
Yeah, it is a son.
There you go. That's why I associated it. Who's the coach at Texas A&M? You ought to know that one. That's
Tony Barone.
Easy. Buzz Williams.
Oh, old Buzzard. The old Buzzard.
He's still there?
I should have known that.
I mean, I when it becomes so blatantly
but
obvious.
Isn't it better to know... who was the coach there in 1993?
When it becomes
so much more impressively
obvious, that I know more. Who was Tony Baroni the number one assistant to for some time? In the Missouri Valley Conference.
In the Missouri Valley Conference, he served under the great Dana Altman.
There you go.
That was right. See, I See, told you. Every now and then.
He tossed that sucker, and she's stuck. She's still there. Well, I can see it on your wall.
I basically gave it to him when I said the Valley.
Yeah, there was only one coach in the Valley, and I got it.
There was? I thought there was more than that.
Name a former head coach at Drake.
Former head coach at Drake, Darian DeVries.
Name one before that.
And who did they have? Give me a first name.
No, I'm not giving you anything.
You tell me.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not. This is your game.
That was a good game.
That was a pretty solid game. I think you guys did well.
I mean, Missouri Valley Comp, Maury John was a former head coach at Drake.
Okay, yeah, he has their
most successful
head
coach. How
about Gary Garner?
Gary Garner.
Yeah, Maury John, he was the, I'm looking at 1993, their coach was Rudy Washington. Kurt Kanaski, I remember him.
Rudy Washington was a trip.
He was what?
A trip. He was out there.
He was not a good coach.
But under Maury John, the Drake went to the Final Four. Can I name any of those players you ask?
Yeah.
Lloyd. Willie Wise, Andre McCarter.
What year do you think?
Bob Nedelicki. They went to the Final Four in 1968.
Yeah, it was 68-69.
Look at you, so proud over there. Oh.
I mean, the Final Four was held in 69, but...
Well, it was 68-69.
Who was their leading scorer on that team?
On that team?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Willie Wise was their best player. Andre McCarter was probably their leading scorer.
Well, Willie McCarter
Willie
was.
McCarter. I get... But see, that's so long ago.
Why do you think he was a... Well, Willie Wise did have a bunch of rebounds. Yeah, Willie Wise pretty good.
Yes. Willie Wise was really good.
Only played 2 years at Drake.
Right. Then he went to the ABA. Now we're on a roll. Now I'm on a roll.
Keep it going. I love it.
This is when I shine. Go ahead. Wait a minute. You were supposed to be the one playing the game.
What NBA team did he play for?
I can't remember that. That's
what NBA team did he play for?
I don't know. I can't remember that.
He played for Los Angeles.
Okay, ask me where Warren Jabali played, I can tell you.
Ask me a question I know, I'll tell you the answer.
Why are you like that?
What do you mean, why am I like that? Ask me 3 + 5.
I can get that
one. Don't give
me
algebra.
I'll do the math.
Do
it. That's it. 3 + 5 = 7, 8.
Goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I miss the Valley.
It was nice. You don't miss the Valley. You miss 1981.
I miss elements of the Missouri Valley Conference. I miss the people. I love those folks. Jack Watkins, Mike Kern.
Is Jack Watkins still with the Valley?
He is. Both he and Mike are.
Interesting. Jack Watkins has been there forever.
He has been there forever. And, you know, my trips to St. Louis were always... fantastic.
Do they still have their tournament in St. Louis?
Of course they do.
Well, things move around.
That's true. You can't get mad at them for that.
Why?
Well, because look at all the teams moving. Conference is moving. So it would make sense that possibly the tournament moved.
Mm.
Arch Madness, they call it.
Were you ever there?
Yeah, once. You took me one time. Thank you for that. It was during a Randy Smithson season.
Really?
One of those years they finished like 17-16 or whatever.
Where'd we stay?
I don't know.
Do you remember anything about the trip? Any place we went to eat?
They beat somebody
and
then they lost.
On the hill?
I don't think so. Who else did you take? I think you took another person, but I don't remember.
Well, who would it have been?
I don't want to put people's business out there.
Oh, so it was one of those trips.
It was Jan 2, I believe.
Yeah, I do remember that.
She also went to St. Louis to the Cardinals game, so I might be getting those mixed up.
Well, let me just say there was, and Debbie, I apologize for saying this, but there, you know, Yeah, I won't go there.
Well, I won't go there either. Okay, how about that?
What do you go? Where would you go?
I would go places.
Oh, that's, I got to hear this. Where are you going?
I mean, if you're going to start to brag, then I'm going to put you right back in your place. But I don't want, again, I don't want to put.
Well, I don't think it's bragging.
Yeah, I don't either. If you know what I mean.
Well, what are you saying?
Yeah, what are you saying,
you're
going to
brag if you're, you know, with a model or something.
Oh, now the woman not attractive.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying you will. I'm not saying you won't brag with somebody else, but you definitely will brag. Don't put words in my mouth. That's awful.
Well, what you just said is awful.
What do you mean?
That's something.
I mean, you talk about awful.
What did I say?
I mean, what you know what you said and implied.
She's a nice woman.
Oh, there it is again.
Very friendly.
I mean, I can't believe you.
What did I do?
If we were I got so many Rickles lines going through my head right now. Well,
just say one.
I can't. It's too. I don't think we can say these things in this day and age. Nor should we.
Probably not.
Jeff crossed the line, in my opinion.
Jeff crossed the line.
Did I? You think that?
Not really, but I think it's funny.
Well, I don't know where he was going with that.
I think I went exactly where I ended up.
I think I'd have to say that he's probably correct in that assumption. Yeah, he did.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, he did really well, I thought.
Thank you.
I
liked it.
I dated a few women in my time. And Jeff's been with approximately, I don't know, you've
20.
You've done very well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We've never gotten into, we can turn the tables now on dudes. What was your dating life like pre-Dia?
When did you meet Dia? How old were you?
23.
So you didn't have much.
Did you?
I was single from 18 to 23.
How'd that go for you?
Just fine.
Here in Wichita?
Well, and at home.
Well, I mean,
I didn't get here until 21.
What was the opportunity to date like in Sexsmith?
Well, what do you think?
What do I think about what? I only dated two girls from back home.
From Sexsmith.
One was from Grand Prairie, one was from Sexsmith.
Big town, big city.
Yeah.
She wanted nothing to do with this cowboy.
She opened not your really. Eyes, kills, if you know what I mean.
Not really.
Who kills animals.
Not really.
Well, I mean,
kills animals.
Didn't you?
On the farm, yes. Yeah, we killed to eat them.
You don't do that.
We're all curious.
Any characteristics about these women you like to share?
Jeez.
What prompted you to go out with Dia? What did you ask her out? Where was your first date?
I think we went to a movie.
We can't talk at a movie.
Exactly. Probably why I took her there. So I didn't put my foot
you think
in my mouth.
Needed to talk on a
Jeez,
first date.
Bob.
Did you talk? Did you go somewhere afterward and visit?
Oh God.
Did you ever
Dude,
talk
this
to
is
the
like,
woman?
Have you ever talked to her?
This is like 25 years ago. I don't remember.
I
can honestly tell you, I can't tell you what I did yesterday.
My first time with meeting my wife, Abby, was at River City Brewery. We had a long conversation.
Well, that's perfect.
One, because she's the slowest eater known to mankind. I'm running out of things to say. Could you eat that Caesar salad a little faster?
You eat pretty fast, though, so that's not fair.
Well, I did in those
I've
days.
I've never seen a guy.
Now.
You ready? No, I've got 14 bites left.
Well, let's go. Let's move. What are we there for?
To eat.
Yeah, and that's it. So?
I'm trying to eat. You ready?
So eat.
I'm like that now, and it's irritating to me.
All right, time for a break. We'll come back, make picks. 5 college games, 4 from the NFL. And we're looking forward to it. Anthony will join us on the IHOP hotline. Stay tuned.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window.
ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
This ain't a scene, it's an arm race from Fallout Boy. It is what it is, a musical theme. All right, let's get going right here with these picks. We got a lot of picks, not a lot of time. Jason Duda has taken hold of this. He's been in the lead now for a few weeks. I've made my way into the race to some degree. Jeff's in second place. Max and the big fella are basically who's a bottom feeder in college football?
George Washington.
There you go.
I don't know. Who were we talking about yesterday?
The Mississippi University for Women.
That's right. Let's get started. Welcome, Anthony. Welcome, Max. We start in the Big 12, BYU and Arizona State. Really good game, really interesting game. BYU coming off its only loss of the year to KU. Arizona State impressive in beating K-State in Manhattan. 3.5 points, ASU. If ASU is anything close to what they were in the K-State game, I like them. I like them for 5. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I don't think BYU's that good. They were exposed against Utah, barely won, exposed against Utah, or against KU and lost. So I got Arizona State for 4.
Let's see what Duda has. He's got an opening there.
Well, obviously Arizona State beat K-State, but I haven't been high on K-State. I think KU's been playing better. I got BYU for 5.
There's a gain for us.
Wow. That's on a college game.
Here's where Duda starts to fail. Max.
How many weeks have you been saying that?
9.
We're at week 13, Jeff, so yeah, we've been saying it for. Yeah.
What's your pick, Max?
I'm taking Arizona State for 3. At home.
Big fella, who do you have in this one?
Well, I want to agree with some of what y'all have said thus far, but like you say, BYU was kind of exposed against Utah, barely escaped. KU held them to 13 points. 13? Are you kidding me? And then we got Arizona State who beat K-State, but BYU also beat K-State boat race.
Anthony, this is a one-hour show. We're down. What? I love Anthony.
We need his analysis. Continue, please.
I'm going to go with BYU because they got to get that taste out their mouth. They were embarrassed last week. So they're going on the road, taking their show on the road. They're going to pray the Mormon in prayer. And I'm going to take BYU for 6.
I think we.
Wow. Duda and the big fella on the same page on that one. Not a page you want to read much. Here's
especially Duda.
Alabama and Oklahoma down in Norman. This was a game that the Sooners have been pointing to forever. They joined the SEC for these kinds of games. You get what you wish for. Alabama, 13.5-point road favorite. Jeff.
These picks are brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. And a lot of money should be going on the Crimson Tide in this game. Oklahoma has generally fallen flat in its SEC debut. I've got the Tide for a big 7.
Let's see what Jason Duda has here.
Let's be honest here. Oklahoma is not very good, but this is the game they've been waiting for.
It is?
And it doesn't matter. Alabama for 8.
My man.
Max, where are you at? Boy, Duda going big on the college ranks.
I know, that doesn't happen
this
very often.
This is not something we've seen. Max?
I'm going to be looking for Tom Thurber in the crowd, and I'm taking Bama for 4.
What about you, Anthony? Who do you like in this one?
Right. Oklahoma's been looking for this game for the longest, and they might be looking for an exit to get out of the SEC. I'm taking Bama for 8.
Yeah, I think Alabama is motivated. They're improving. They're motivated to go to Oklahoma. This is the kind of games they love, too. This isn't Oklahoma's. Alabama for 8. There we go.
What did Max put on it?
4.
Hmm.
Next, we have the bonus game. Unbeaten Indiana at the Horseshoe to face Ohio State, once beaten. Ohio State giving 13.5 points. Duda.
To a 9-0 team. Can you believe that? Given 13.5. Exactly. Thank you, Jeff, because I couldn't agree more. Ohio State for 10.
Who's Ohio State beating?
Penn State.
Have you heard of them?
They're not. And as I tried to tell you, the Big Ten's the most overrated thing in the world. In everything.
Yeah, Oregon's bad.
They're not that good.
They're not?
Max.
Yeah, Indiana. This is the real deal for them when they come in to play Ohio State. I'm taking Ohio State for 5.
Max holding tight a little bit. What about you, big fella?
No, you could talk all day, talk about Indiana not playing anybody, but we're used to that song and dance around here. Wichita State played in the Missouri-Raleigh Conference. They said they didn't play nobody, but they beat some big boys in the tournament. So this is Indiana's tournament right here. I'm going to say Ohio State, but my confidence of them covering that spread is at a 3.
I thought you were going to go big on this one based on our conversation yesterday.
Well, you know what? I did. I'm going to change that. Make that Indiana 9.
What? What on Indiana earth 9. Just happened yep. here?
Indiana for 9.
It was Oklahoma.
What?
Me and Bob did
wait a minute. God, and then you remember it.
You're
like,
going
oh, man,
Indiana? Is he? What?
I'm going Indiana,
Indiana
nine,
for 9. There you go.
All right.
Big fella. Trying to make up some ground. I think this has a chance to be. You guys and your hatred
pick Indiana.
For Indiana.
It's no hatred.
Ohio State.
You know who Jason Duda hates? Ohio State.
This is hard. Indiana for 3. What about you, Jeff?
I'm putting 10 on this game, one way or the other. But since Duda picked Ohio State, do I want to try to keep up with him, or do I want to make a run? This could be a 20-point swing. I think that's too many points to risk, so I will go Ohio State for 10.
You think that's too many points to risk, yet you picked them for 10?
Right, so if I lose it, he loses it. If I lose it and he
so
wins
you're running
it.
Scared from Duda.
Well, I'm not scared.
That's exactly it.
It's a strategy play.
It's a fear play.
We're not even close to the end of this thing.
Cincinnati in Manhattan to face Kansas State. Cincinnati getting 8.5. They're fading a little down the stretch. So is Kansas State. Max, who do you have?
I don't trust Kansas State. I'm going Cincy for 2.
Cincinnati for 2. Anthony.
I'm taking Kansas State, but I'm late at 4th spot.
Yeah, I don't. This was a game.
Are
I
you sure you don't want to take Cincinnati for seven instead, Anthony?
Hey, get off, Anthony. Anthony, you have my permission to do whatever you need to do to Jeff.
Silence K-State, is the best killer.
That's a lot of points. They gotta play well. K-State for two. Jeff?
I don't know. K-State has been awful the last two times they've been out. Cincinnati's nothing to write home about, but I'll take the Bearcats anyway. Show me something, K-State. 2 points.
What about you, Duda?
Yeah, not a fan of this one at all. Not a fan of K-State winning by 9, but I don't got a lot of confidence. Cincinnati for 1.
Well, there you go. Colorado and Kansas at Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas getting points at home, quote unquote. 2.5 points, to be exact. Big fella Anthony starts this one.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to this game because there's so much hype going around it. Colorado flipped the quarterback, about to get the offensive lineman, but it ain't going to have nothing to do with the game on Saturday. I actually got confidence in Kansas that they can actually cover. So I'm going to put a 5 spot on Kansas.
5 for KU. I hear it. I think KU is playing really well right now. I know Colorado's a good football team. I think Kansas, the way I look at things, they're going to go 6-6, get to a bowl game, and then they'll try to make sense of the whole season when it's over. I like Kansas here for 6. Jeff?
I just do not see it. The teams that they've played, BYU, they're okay. They're you know, offensively weren't great. Iowa State has started to fade. They hung with K-State, which that doesn't look like much of an accomplishment anymore. Colorado's just better. I will take Colorado for 5.
All right, Duda.
Hate agreeing with Jeff, but I have to. I think Colorado wins this game, although Kansas I have liked in the last couple weeks, but I got Colorado for 7.
Here's where I come now.
No.
Here's where God. It happened.
This is, you've been saying that for 6
Jeff
weeks.
Jeff has been so bad of late. This is not turning his season around.
Or Max, will it?
Who do you have?
Come on, Colorado has a lot of juice. They're talking about Dion possibly be going to the NFL to coach. They're on fire. Colorado for 5.
Good pick.
You know, how can Max or the big fella speak with any amount of confidence where they are in the standings?
We just do.
Go easy on Anthony.
You know what I mean,
Max? Let him know.
Well, sorry to throw
Anthony,
you in
you can
there.
Do whatever you need to do to Bob. Don't
I apologize.
Even, don't even
I it. Do apologize. And your love affair with Colorado, they lost to Nebraska and they lost to Kansas State. There you go. Let's get that out.
9 years ago.
Doesn't matter.
They're better than KU.
It does matter.
They haven't beaten anybody. They seriously haven't beaten anybody.
Who's KU beat?
Iowa State.
Nobody. And who have they lost to?
BYU was unbeaten, you moron.
Who have they lost to? Look at the teams they've lost to. If you want to make that argument, then look at the teams that have beat KU.
It's about what you're doing now. Why'd your wife
ever? Oh, really? Yeah, really. It's what you're doing now.
Why did your wife ever agree to date you?
We literally just said.
Let's get to the NFL.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Detroit and India. Shut up.
It's about what you're doing now, unless it's the team that I don't like, and then it's about what they did earlier.
I will take you to the backyard and just.
Go. Let's go.
Detroit and Indianapolis. In Indianapolis, Detroit is 7.5-point favorite. Come on. Detroit for 7. Be serious. Jeff.
Let's be serious, folks. Yeah, Anthony Richardson against Detroit is going to make some mistakes. Detroit's too good. I got Detroit for 8.
There's your 8-pointer.
There it is.
Duda does not have an 8-pointer or a 7-pointer left.
This is going to be one of those games where Detroit's going to come back a little bit. They're going to play down. They're on the road. I got Indy for 2.
That's ridiculous.
Dumb. There's the downfall of Duda. It has some alliteration
to
it. With
this 2-point game, that's going to be his downfall.
Yeah. Max?
Detroit's won 8 in a row, and they're angry. And Anthony Richardson isn't going to show anything to Detroit. I'm taking the Lions for 7.
Perfect sense. Max has never made more sense. Anthony, what do you have?
Detroit, Indianapolis? Really? This shouldn't even be on the radar. I'll take Detroit and whatever my next highest point total is. I believe that would be a
seven.
I didn't say that. I'm going to give him a
no,
three.
No, you already picked
I'm
seven.
I'm going to give him a three. Nope, I didn't pick it. I said, I'm going to give him a three. I'm going to give him a three.
Anthony, I love you. Have you been drinking?
He didn't pick seven.
Not, let me put negative five on that one.
I'll take my highest value, three.
I am looking at the ball of hot damn right about now in my hand.
Let's get to San Francisco, Green Bay. Green Bay, 2.5-point favorite at home. Jeff.
Don't like this game at all. Green Bay, but for three, I guess.
What about you, Duda?
Yeah, just because they're at home, I'll take Green Bay for four.
Max.
San Francisco's got to have this. They need it. I'll take the 49ers for eight.
Ooh.
Eight.
They need
Ooh.
It.
Goodness.
Max may have a bottle of hot damn in his possession. Anthony, what do you got here?
I'm still looking at that bottle right here. If he needs it, I got it. Green Bay, I'll give them two.
Two?
Two.
All right. I like San Francisco in this one. I have a feeling that they're going to take off now and start to play more like the team we think they should be. I've got them for four. Let's move quickly here. I'm running out of time. Baltimore and the Chargers. Baltimore, a road favorite, 2.5 points. Duda?
Baltimore can't beat anybody that's any good. On the Chargers at home, I'm not high on this one, but I'll take the Chargers for three.
Max?
Chargers starting to play. Herbert's looking good. I think Derrick Henry's a little worn out. I'll take the Chargers for six.
All right. Anthony?
I'll take the Chargers for one.
Chargers for one. I also like the Chargers for one. Jeff, can you make it a clean sweep, or are you going to take...
I got Baltimore, but I don't know. I won't be surprised at either outcome. Baltimore for one.
Boy, Max with the confidence there. And finally, the Chiefs on the road in Charlotte to face Carolina, arguably the worst team in the NFL. We start with Duda here, Kansas City giving 10.5.
Starting with me again? All right.
Let's start with Max. We know who Max is going to pick. And he's had a pretty good run here so far, but he'll blow it here.
Like the Fanoic fake, like I'm hurt. I'll take the Panthers for one.
I hear you, Anthony. What do you have?
With the refs going to help him out again? Last week they held up a snap so they could challenge. Then the guy clearly didn't catch the ball. Oh,
Max,
let's not even review
off.
It. Nah, yeah. Go kiss their
let
ass.
Let Anthony pick.
Come on now.
The Panthers are so bad.
Must be hell for you.
The Panthers are so bad, I would put Butler County and Coffeyville up against them combined. I'm laying my seven on Kansas City.
Kansas City for seven. I like Kansas City here as well. And I'm going for three. Wait, one, two, three.
Anthony.
For six. Wait, I can't do that. What do I have left, Jeff?
I don't know.
You're writing them down.
Yeah, this isn't fishy.
No. For three.
All right, for three.
Jeff.
Kansas City's only double-digit victory, I believe, was against the NFC South, New Orleans. Carolina's very bad. Kansas City for six.
And Duda.
Carolina's won their last two games. Kansas City can't score more than 20 points. They don't beat anybody by double digits except once all year. I got Carolina for six. Thank you very much.
Look at that.
Wow.
Wow. What a pathetic showing.
Duda's downfall.
I love it.
Anthony,
so far behind, he's just got to ridicule every week.
Anthony, take a sip for us. We appreciate it. Thanks for being on today.
Absolutely. All right.
The downfall of Duda, folks. IHOP Hotline, sponsored by IHOP. Official morning partner of Xbox.
I would hope so.
You would think. And we appreciate IHOP and all their wonderful food and people and everything they do at IHOP. When's the last time you hopped?
I know. Still a little tired.
There,
from...
They went there Friday.
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah. Happy days.
Yeah. So interesting. We've got Colorado KU all over the place. You, Max, and Jeff talking to Duda had a fairly good level of confidence. The big fella and me had fairly good level of confidence for Kansas. That, how much confident, if we'd made that the bonus game, how many points would you put on Colorado?
10?
10. You're just going 10 on everything.
Yeah.
That's going to cost you the whole thing.
Although I'm winning right now by 20 points.
It's going to cost you the
whole
thing.
It might come back and it might not. I mean, we don't know. So I guess we'll find out. Could I see KU winning that game? Yeah, I could. It wouldn't shock me.
You know, I had an idea.
Wait, we were talking.
For the show.
This should be good.
I think you guys will really like it.
Okay.
So we got just like a few minutes left in the show. So you could see like this final segment sort of being like a rapid fire segment where we go through a bunch of topics. And you know what we call it?
Rapid fire?
Rad Racer.
Jeez. I actually don't mind it. I don't.
We're just zooming through things.
The Rad Racer.
Let's go.
No, I'm just saying in the future.
No, do it today.
No, I don't want to do it today.
Well, you're the one who came up with
it. Yeah, it's a good idea.
We're not, and it'll never see the light of day.
It will.
As long as I'm on this show.
Rad Racer tomorrow debuts.
No, it won't.
In the final
we'll
segment.
We'll shut it down so
Why?
Quickly. Because of the attitude you're putting forth.
What attitude? I think I have a great attitude. Duda likes it. Everybody's happy.
See, there you go. We're trying to bring Duda to your side.
I do. I kind of like it, though.
You see, it seems like he's on my side. I don't need to.
Then start. Give me a hot topic.
Don't let him do that. Don't let him back you into a corner.
No?
That's bullying tactics, and we won't stand for it.
Okay.
You'll think bully when your nose is hanging off your face. How's my blue streak here doing?
Oh, it's still there.
I have racked my brain trying to think of how that could have gotten there. And I just don't know.
I think it's ink of some sort. That's my best guess. I don't know when, where, how.
Maybe if he shaved, you know, the blue gel maybe got on. But I don't think you – did you shave today?
Not today.
No.
So and that would come off, so.
Well, you'd think, but I'm just tossing out ideas.
Yeah, it's weird.
Did you eat any, like, blue licorice? Or?
No. I'll figure it out. I'll go up.
I don't think you will. You haven't figured it out yet. It's not just going to. No way.
Well, I've gone through everything from the day. I just can't.
Maybe it's been there for like 2 days.
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't know.
I'll bet I know.
Uh-oh. He's got it.
I'll bet it's toothpaste. You know, I have that blue gel toothpaste.
Well, that could be it.
I think I figured it out.
Well, how did they get there, though? It's supposed to stay in your mouth.
Well, sometimes it drips over.
But it drips? That doesn't...
It's usually white at that point.
Yeah, it's not blue.
I use blue toothpaste.
I know, but if it drips out of your mouth, it doesn't remain blue.
No, it's blue.
Really?
Yeah.
Mixed with your saliva, it remains blue.
Yeah, it's blue.
Wow. Well, maybe...
That's what it is.
He's got it.
Maybe that's why you're experiencing liver failure, too. And
I'm going to...
What?
Blue
what did you
stuff
just say?
In your mouth. It was a joke.
Boy, that's funny that you joke about things like that.
I assumed your liver was okay, is it not?
With your father. That's always... Yeah, when a guy's 70, do you really make liver jokes?
Your numbers are good, right?
Do you roll the dice and just say, hey, he's probably okay. I'll go for a cheap laugh.
Yeah, that's what I did.
That's what you did.
I went with B on that one, yes.
If his liver's not okay, out of hell with it.
Well, it's probably got to do with blue stuff that you're swallowing.
That's certainly unbelievable.
I'll find out. I'll find out how long it's been there.
What do you mean you'll find out?
Oh, just never mind. I'll let you know next week when I'm back.
So you're saying it could be there next week?
Well, it might be. I mean, if it's blue toothpaste, you can't get that out. That's why your teeth stay so white.
Yes.
So there you go.
And it affects my liver, apparently.
It must.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back. Another three-man booth tomorrow. I say that dejectedly in some ways.
Same.
But we'll do it. See you then.
Same? Oh, okay.
Okay.
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.